CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Carlos Jaramillo. He is writing with his colleagues in Nature magazine, revelations about the neotropical rainforests before and after the strike of the asteroid comet at what is now the Yucatan in the shallow sea that ended the dinosaurs to our understanding, but also transformed what the dinosaurs fed on, the forest, the jungle. Professor, if I read this correctly, your sampling from Colombia gives you a picture of the diversity over the next 6 million years to about 60 million years and over the next 8 million years to about 58. But what about the forests in Patagonia to the south? What about the forests in Montana to the north? What about the forests in New Zealand? Do we know what they looked like in the recovery from the asteroid?
Well, from the beginning, I would expect that the tropics to suffer far more than temperate forests to the impact itself, because the forests are not adapted to winters, while temperate forests, they are. And as you mentioned at the beginning, the first phases of the aftermath was this long winter, and I would expect from the beginning the tropical plants could not cope very well with a winter because they never experienced a winter. So you see a differential effect from the tropics to temperate regions on the extinction levels that this event caused. So the extinction levels in Patagonia and New Zealand are not as high as in the tropics. And if you see the overall composition of the forest, is in the tropics where the transformation was the most at the fundamental level of angiosperms versus conifers. If you go to Canada today, for instance, most of the forests are dominated by conifers. If you go back to the time of the dinosaurs, the most common trees would also be conifers. But in the tropics, the transformation has been complete. Today, all the tropical forests are dominated by flowering plants. You go back to the Cretaceous, and that was not the case.
The diversity then, do we understand the diversity is a product of the impact? That it wasn't, that the evolution was not gradual, it was sudden? And that the tropical forest we have today is a dinosaur, is a forest that the dinosaurs did not make. It's a forest that the asteroid made.
Yeah, exactly. So we see a 45% extinction right away, product of the impact. So the forest we have today, all along the tropics, is the byproduct of that particular morning 66 million years ago. Can you imagine if that meteorite didn't hit there or hit even a few minutes later? It would have hit the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It would have produced a big tsunami, but not the consequence at the global scales we see that actually happened. So the forests of today, the tropical forests, are a product of a historical event, right. A very unique historical event 66 million years ago. And as you know, the climate of the tropics today plays a major role in the global climate, because these flowering plants, they have this ability to do evapotranspiration at a higher rate than the conifers. So they circulate fresh water at a much larger rate than the conifer, and they transform the climate of the world forever.
Right. I understand the Amazonian forest, well, the forest that extends all the way to Panama, is critical for our understanding of the health of the planet, but that's a product of this asteroid strike. Now, about the dinosaurs. Without the dinosaurs, did that also contribute to the transformation of the forest? Because those plants, those flowering plants, are not being eaten, right? They have no natural predator. Are the insects the same? The dinosaurs are missing. Are the insects smaller, different?
So the insects that we see following the impact, they are very low in diversity. They are very abundant, but very generalistic. So there is not much diversity. So they are eating everything. You have to wait about 6-7 million years to see, to start to see specializations in the insects to recover the diversity we had before the impact.
Professor, this work is wonderful, and I have fun often imagining what it is you want next. So I give you an unlimited budget. Where would you go with that following this revelation about the forest before and after the asteroid? We have a couple of minutes. If you can imagine for us where you're going next.
Oh, I would like to go to Africa to see how the tropics of the Africa overcome this event. Because the fossil record is there, but it's very difficult to access. And so we'll be able to compare two tropical forests and the same scenario. Because I don't know right now if the severity of the events in South America are due because they are very close to the impact level. But Africa was farther, farther away. My prediction is that it would be quite similar to South America because it is really related to being in the tropics that this transformation happens. And in Africa also, the dinosaurs were removed. All the conditions were very similar to South America. But I would like to go there. And also I would like to study the paleosols. Sometimes the soils of the past get preserved in the fossil record. And I would like to measure the levels of nutrients before and after, because we think one of the reasons the angiosperms took over the flowering plants is because the legumes appear and they add a lot of nitrogen and phosphorus to the soil, becoming a more sustainable soil that we have during the Cretaceous.
So the legumes prosper after the asteroid strike, and that feeds the angiosperms, the flowering plants. The flowering plants create the canopy, and that discourages their rivals, the conifers. All very logical,
yes.
Professor Carlos Jaramillo. He is at the University of Salamanca now. His home is in Panama. This is an article published in Nature magazine, Extinction at the End Cretaceous and the Origin of Modern Neotropical Rainforests. So it's not just the dinosaurs you must think of. It's that forest before and after the event. This is CBS, Eye on the World, coming back from 66 million years ago to the 21st century. And I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS, Eye on the World with John Batchelor.